How much Matt Leiner's kind of improved over the last few weeks from his first couple games as a starter?
Well, you know, he actually had pretty good games. The first game he had Kansas City and Chicago, he did pretty well. I think that, you know, we had a couple other games a little rocky maybe, but he's played, I think, pretty consistent. He's got a lot of starts in now. Very competitive, has a good handle on what we are trying to do offensively, and I think he'll just keep getting better.
When you guys were on draft day, and you know, obviously Cutler was available and so was Matt, what swung it in Matt's favor, and what was your opinion of Cutler coming out?
Well, we don't talk about the other. I liked him a lot. I felt that both Vince Young, Matt Leinart, and Jay Cutler were top seven players. I really did in the National Football League. We were picking 10, so we felt real strongly that we would get one of those three guys. I liked them all. I mean, what do you like about Vince Young? It's obvious. What do you like about Matt Leinart? You know, good arm, throws the ball well, good height. What do you like about Jay Cutler? Great battler. I mean, you only respect him every time you saw him play. He played from behind a lot, because Vanderbilt was not as good as, say, SC or not as good as Texas, and yet he played hard from start to finish. Very good arm, very accurate passer, and plays, makes good decisions. That's what he did at Vandy.
Was that a difficult choice between those two for you? Or, I mean, obviously both of them were available when you guys were up at 10.
No, we just lined them up, and I'll never say who we had one, two, or three. We you know, I've just always believed in you take the bet. We had to have 10 players that we really liked, and that's all we had to have. I'm just giving you some insight that said that those three were in the top seven, and then when it comes time to pick, we pick one of those guys, you know. But we liked all three of them and felt that Cutler, Young, and Matt Leinart all would be successful. Didn't expect any one of the three to play if we drafted them. Expected where we drafted to sit and learn the game for 1 year at least. Who knows, maybe more.
Could you talk about what Matt and Vince have done for the league above and beyond just X's and O's? And
well, I think it's a new era. I mean, it's all about sports and entertainment now. And what you like is that they're competitors. I mean, it really helps if guys who bring a high profile and play big time football, they make a lot of money, but also they're very competitive. And so I think that's what's been exciting for the National Football League. They're a lot higher profile than some of the starting quarterbacks in the National Football League right now, regardless of what school they came from. They know a lot more about the National Football League than guys knew coming into the league, you know, 5 or 6 years ago. So it's a new league, and they have a lot more pressure on them. They play earlier. They're expected to win earlier. They have more media attention earlier, you know, but I think that they know how to handle it better, too.
What do you like about the play of your receivers right now? Obviously, you know, high draft picks. How have they progressed in your mind?
Well, we're happy to have Larry Fitzgerald back. I mean, when he was not here, it made a difference on us. But I think when he's here, he's a Pro Bowl player last year, deservedly so, and can make a lot of plays along the outside, along the rail, as well as over the middle. Anquan Boldin missed games last year, but has been healthy all this year, and is also a guy that's been to the Pro Bowl 3 years ago, very competitive, strong body, one of the strongest guys as far as running after the catch and breaking tackles. You know, Brian Johnson has been able to make big plays for us. That's what we'd like to have. He's basically an over-the-top receiver. He has good size and speed and puts a lot of pressure, you know, on the cornerbacks and can do so down the middle.
Coach, from the outside looking in, it looked like that Chicago game, it was tough for your team to overcome. Would you say that affected you a couple, 3 weeks afterwards?
Well, we were 1-4 going into that game, so we had already, you know, messed up a lot. And was not playing very well. The game affected us because it was like St. Louis, it was like Kansas City, two games that we should have won, only probably 10 times worse. And so I just think that, you know, you really can't afford to lose games at home that you should win. And but I think the guys, you know, hung in there, worked well together, you know, and had a chance to win some games at home, and we've done that. So we've played much better at home than we have on the road, and this will be our last home game. Hopefully we'll continue to play better at home than on the road.
What's been the biggest difference in your running game coming around the last few weeks?
Well, it's that lineup. We had a lot of injuries initially. The lineup we have now is the one that we settled in on about 4 weeks ago, and I think it included, you know, a rookie at guard in Deuce Latuli, and included a rookie at tight end and Leonard Pope and two young guys. So we started three rookies, including with Matt. And I think that, with those guys working together, being in the same spots, when you, free agency is not something you can just jump in and have incredible success, at least that's the track record. There have been very few players that have jumped teams, and, the ones that jump teams and go to the Pro Bowl are pretty minuscule, and that's just who knows what the main reason, but I guess because it's different change, it takes a while, all those other things. But, hopefully with three games to go, we'll continue to play better. And the name of the game is play like you are capable of playing and win games. And anybody that doesn't go to playoffs is disappointed, but that's a lot of disappointed teams out there. I mean, it's still only 12 teams that go. And so that leaves you 20, and you can't afford to be disappointing and play poorly, too. That's just not a good thing.